You know, I wasn't even looking for it.
Some attitudes towards women your father has publicly displayed.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Ivanka Trump. And I swear, I wasn't looking for it. Let me explain. First of all, welcome to the podcast. It's Joe Crummy. These are my evil thoughts for Tuesday, April 25th. So, the Ivanka Trump thing, you may know that she flew over to Berlin to attend a panel discussion and do some stuff. I think she was actually invited personally by the chancellor of Germany, Angela. It's not Angela anymore. Now it's Angela Merkel. And so Ivanka Trump flies over there. She's there now. And she's on a panel discussion regarding women's empowerment and entrepreneurship at the W20 summit of G20, whatever they are, countries, about, you know, women participating in the workforce and all that. I can't think of anybody better than Ivanka Trump to talk about that. She seems to be pretty damned involved in her dad's businesses, et cetera, et cetera. And I stumbled on the weirdest thing that I wasn't even looking for this. There was a story that Ivanka was talking about women, you know, and she was talking about her dad and that, you know, he promotes, you know, women and all that. And CNN had a little thing on it, and their anchor comes on and says this.
Ivanka Trump was asked about her role and her father's treatment of women during a summit in Germany. She was invited there by the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Here is the moment that brought about a reaction from.
All right, now I'm going to stop this for a second. I want to see if I can explain this to you, right? I mean, pretty straightforward. CNN is going to do a thing that she'd been, laughed at when she said, you know, my dad, you know, digs women and wants them to work and make money like everybody else. And I went looking for the story because I thought, okay, I want to talk about this, you know, Ivanka Trump being bagged on by the audience for sticking up for her dad. So I come upon this story about Ivanka Trump, and it says, you know, she's visiting Berlin today and she's speaking on a panel. So this is a CNN story. So I run the audio, and it sounds like this.
Some attitudes towards women your father has publicly displayed in former times might leave one questioning whether he's such an empower for women. How do you relate to that?
All right. Now, that's a fair question, right? You know, the grab him by the fang stuff and all of that. And it's a fair question. But, I mean, you hear the audio quality pretty clear, right? And then they're going to cut to Ivanka Trump, but she's holding a mic and she's speaking right into it. And I think you're going to hear what she has to say.
Or are things changing? Or what's your comment on that?
What's the deal, girlfriend? Right.
I've certainly heard the criticism from the media, and that's been perpetuated.
All right. Now, so she's acknowledging that, you know, she's certainly heard the criticism and that it's been repeated a lot. So she's, you know, all right. But she's on mic. Notice this. All right. When I first started getting this audio, I didn't realize what I was about to learn. But she's on the mic and she's speaking. Right. All right. Here, let's do a little bit more.
But I know from personal experience, and I think the thousands of women who have worked with and for my father for decades when he was in the private sector are a testament to his belief and solid conviction in the potential of women and their ability to do the job as well as any man.
All right, now she's still speaking. And of course, I'm looking for the part where she's getting bagged on, right? And I'm thinking, gee, I don't hear it, you know? Right, I mean, you know, she's talking here, and you don't hear anybody talking about, you know, evil Trump, you know, and you don't hear anybody begging on her. You hear her very clearly, and there's a reason I'm making this point. Let's play a little bit more of Ivanka, just so that you know what she's talking about, because I'm going to play you another piece of audio in just a second, and then you're going to see what I learned. Here's a little bit more of Ivanka Trump, but she's just, you know, talking about her dad. You know, he wants me to be successful and all women to do this, yada, 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 all this stuff.
So I think in my personal experience, and you were asking me about my role as daughter and also advisor, as a daughter, I can speak on a very personal level, knowing that he encouraged me and enabled me to thrive. I grew up in a house where there was no barriers to what I could accomplish.
All right. Now, I haven't heard it yet. Have you? People laughing at her, any of that? Have you heard it yet? I haven't heard it.
Beyond my own perseverance and my own tenacity.
Right, I don't hear it.
And I don't take that lightly as a parent now myself. That's not an easy thing to do, and he did that, and he provided that for us.
Okay, so and I'm thinking, I'm scratching my head. I go, there's all these stories about how she got bagged on, and I'm listening to the audio. It sounds clear, and
there was no difference for me and my brothers. And I think as a business leader, you saw that, and as a president, you will absolutely see that.
Okay, and so I'm kind of surprised, you know, that I'm thinking, well, I must have the wrong story, you know. And so I go back and I type in, you know, Ivanka booed. I think the first time I typed in Ivanka Trump, you know, Berlin, whatever, and I get that. Well, you just heard it. And then I typed back in Ivanka Trump booed. And this is the fascinating thing about it. Then I got this audio. And if you listen closely, you'll notice a lot of it is the exact same segment of audio, right? You know, Ivanka saying the same things, but recorded from a different perspective. Now, here's CNN setting it up.
Ivanka Trump was asked about her role and her father's treatment of women during a summit in Germany. She was invited there by the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Here is the moment that brought about a reaction from the crowd as Ivanka defended her father.
All right, now, this is what cracked me up, and I couldn't figure out what's going on. All right, now she's going to say the exact same thing, except this is a story about how she's being booed. Listen to the audio.
Sadly, the United States is one of the only countries in the world, the only developed country in the world, that doesn't have a pay-to-leave policy.
What they've done, and this is really interesting, Ivanka is just about to start at the place the other audio picked up. But what they've done is they are not using her mic feed anymore. They are using a feed from somewhere in the audience that's going to specifically pick up the people that don't like her. Really, you know, really, let's continue, because she's just about to start saying the exact same stuff she just said in the other piece of audio.
For the benefit of families. So that is something I'm very, very proud of my father's advocacy.
You know, the audio's so bad you can barely understand what she's talking about, but that's not what CNN wants you to hear, right?
Long before he came to the presidency, but during the campaign, including the primaries, he's been a tremendous champion.
Right, you can barely understand what the hell she's talking about. Now that German woman is going to ask her that same question about your dad in the press, and you can just barely understand her, too. Listen to this.
Supporting families and enabling them to thrive in the new reality of
Now you could hear some people booing. You could barely hear the people booing, but there, I just heard some there.
I hear the reaction from the audience.
Now this is the same lady. You just heard her in the other tape. Now she's off mic too.
I only heard the criticism from the media, and that's been perpetuated.
Now you're hearing the people in the background chuckling.
I know from personal experience, and I think the thousands of women who have worked with and for my father for decades. When he was in the private sector.
She's saying the exact same stuff she said before, but now it's way off mic.
Are a testament to his belief and solid conviction in the potential of women and their ability to do the job as well as any man.
That's exactly what she said on the other tape. The two pieces don't line up exactly perfectly. One starts before the other, and the other one ends, you know, before the other one. You can hear that what they did was, and I just stumbled on that. I wasn't even looking for this. What they did was, in order to make the point, they took away the good audio, the upfront audio, the live mic feed out of her thing. You can hear the difference. You know, one, she sounds nice and clean, right? She sounds like this.
Some attitudes towards women.
Right, you know, nice and clean, you know, with the mic right in her face. And in order to make the point that people are bagging on her, they take some crappy feed from a mic. And I'm going to make this point. I'm not saying that we don't have a right to know or it's not news. You know, that some people are, you know, whatever, guffawing, or they weren't into it. It's just that I want to point out to you the active way the media works to make that story happen. Yeah, that's real, and nobody else is going to mention this. I happen to be an audio guy. I was going, why? you know, I was going, why are they using this crappy audio? And I realized, oh, that's the only way they can pick up the people that don't like it. And I will also say this, too, and I don't know the answer to this, but this is just great stuff. CNN is, they're my favorite TV station. They're just always working, you know, because they got an agenda, you know? But there's obviously one feed, then they have another mic somewhere where they can pick up the people that don't like it. You also have to wonder... Maybe there's a third mic and a fourth mic, and maybe they have to cherry pick whatever it is they want you to hear in order to make a point because they have an agenda. They want to make sure you hear certain things. So you wonder how far do they go? And the point is, we really don't know. But isn't that interesting how they do that? That they, when nobody, I don't think anybody on this planet is going to make, and I don't want to make a huge deal out of it, but I just want to point it out how they do that. In other words, what Ivanka Trump is saying in a way is not all that interesting. They're not that interested in you being able to hear it that well, right?
Some attitudes to
now, that's clear, but the first one, you know, they're not that interested in you actually hearing what she has to say. They're more interested in you hearing someone who doesn't like what she has to say, and they go out of their way to sacrifice what she says, because you can barely understand that, for some guffaws that are, even with this, are not even that easy to understand, and then they take it and they run with it on the air. Isn't that interesting? Well, I mean, you know, I'm not making the biggest, you know, I don't want to make a huge deal out of this, but I mean, it just makes you think that these people are always working to shape the way you feel, to shape the way you think, to control you. You know, you got to really watch these people carefully. All right, what else is on the show today? Let's see. I see Nordstrom is selling jeans. This is all over Facebook. You can buy designer jeans or whatever they call them today at Nordstrom for $425. And they are jeans that are, you know how they used to have jeans that were pre-stressed? I don't know what they do, you know, so that you wouldn't have to really wear them for a year. So they would already look like they were broken in and they were kind of faded. And some even have holes in them. I go, well, ladies are weird. They buy all kinds of weird stuff. With guys, for the most part, we got a hole in our jeans. It's because we've worn them too much and we're disgusting people. And that's just the way it is. But you know, notice how women go out and buy stress jeans. You know, it's kind of cool. Well, there's a new one that they're selling jeans that have fake dirt on them. For $425. It says, you're not afraid to get down and dirty. That's what these jeans say when you wear them, that you're not afraid to get down and dirty. Nordstrom says these jeans are, quote, caked on, caked on muddy coatings. Oh, man. You're posing like you work really hard, but you're too busy to work really hard. So you want to make it look like you work really hard. And so you'll pay $425 to make it look like you're doing physical labor when you're not. Okay. Also have an update on the Sean Hannity story that was beginning to kind of break in a big way yesterday. I thought it was interesting to see who was running with it and who was not. And it finally showed up on Drudge today, but it really showed up pitched as a Hannity story saying that, you know, liberals are out to take me down. And I think he's exactly right on that. The only issue with that I have with that statement is that Debbie Schlussel, who we talked a lot about yesterday, is a conservative. But I think she and Sean have some kind of a wacky past. She's attacked him in the past as well. And it could have been for a lot of reasons, and that are beyond my pay grade right now. I did tell you though that I would check into the reaction from Hannity's radio producer, who Schlussel went after yesterday too. She insinuated, remember this in yesterday's podcast, she insinuated that the reason why Hannity's radio producer left was that Hannity was hitting on her, and she wouldn't give it up. And I'd never heard that. When I worked at WABC, I never heard that at all. And I knew his producer. Her name is Jill. She's a very nice lady. I always thought she left because she wanted to have a family and kids. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, she's got three. I said, I think she had two. She's got three. And on my Facebook page this morning, she said she's sick of being trolled on Twitter. And also, she's sick of news reporters calling her house, and she says, go away and leave my family alone, and that's it. So I was pretty sure about that. The first part of the story, I can't comment anymore on. But on the thing about Hannity's radio producer, I'd put that to bed. I really would, man. The moral of the story today is trust no one, all right? Except me, obviously. But don't trust the media. I mean, seriously, they have their own agenda. They want to control the way you think. Look what they did with the Ivanka Trump. Look at the length they went to pump up that story about her getting bagged on. Wow. I want you to subscribe to this podcast. I want you to rate this podcast, if you can, on iTunes. And spread the word. You know, say, hey, check out this crummy podcast. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. And also on Instagram as Crummy Joe. Thank you for listening to my evil thoughts.